The Daily Newscast, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Monday, April the 17th, 2006. Six Israeli killed in Tel Aviv blast. Massive Israeli incursion into Nablus intensifies with 15 residents injured. Army arrest resident from Al-Azhar refugee camp in Bethlehem, and tanks resume shelling the north and eastern areas of the Gaza Strip. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Six Israelis were killed Monday afternoon and at least 40 injured, nine seriously, in a suicide bombing carried out midday on Monday at Shawarma bus stand in the old central station of Tel Aviv. Israeli sources reported that the explosion took place in Shawarma stand in the Neve Sha'anan neighbourhood at old central bus station in southern Tel Aviv, where a previous suicide bombing was carried out in January when the bomber was killed and 32 people were injured. Israeli police forces and Majin David Adom rescue teams were dispatched into the area. According to initial estimations, the suicide bomber carried out the attack after entering the shawarma stand and detonating himself. After the blast, the Israeli police began chasing a blue Mitsubishi vehicle carrying three passengers seen fleeing the area of the bombing. The Israeli army invaded Nablus Monday afternoon in a huge operation, continuing the invasion begun early morning. The assault on the Palestinian civilian population of Nablus intensified further following a suicide attack that killed six people in Tel Aviv Old Central bus station. More than 100 Israeli soldiers moved into the central area of the city and began carrying out arrests. Clashes erupted between locals and the soldiers, who took sniper positions in occupied homes, local sources reported. Medical sources reported that an 18-year-old resident was critically wounded after being shot in the neck, and another youth, Basim Albarini, was shot in the leg. Monday morning, the army arrested four Palestinian youths from the city who were identified as Ala Aksakaje, 20, Mazen Al-Menawi, 20, and Mondha Al-Akkad, 17, and one unknown youth. All were taken to unknown destinations. The Israeli armed forces invaded Al-Zabada village east of the West Bank city of Jenin Monday morning. Army vehicles and troops entered the village, searched several homes and installed a military checkpoint at the village entrance. No arrests were made, local sources reported. The Israeli armed forces invaded Al-Azhar refugee camp in the West Bank city of Bethlehem and arrested Rafat An-Najjar, 21, Monday morning. Soldiers stormed Al-Najjar's home, searched and arrested him, then took him to an unknown location, eyewitnesses reported. Al-Najjar is a Palestinian Authority police officer working in the city of Bethlehem. The Israeli army invaded Fahama and Kafr Raya village southwest of the West Bank city of Jenin late Sunday night. Several army vehicles stormed the two villages and ransacked homes. They also stopped civilian cars, searching and detaining passengers for several hours before letting them go. No arrests were made, local sources reported. Israeli forces stormed a Natter school in the north of occupied Jerusalem, reported the school's headmaster. The headmaster, Youssef Elan, told Palestinian news agency Wafa News that Israeli soldiers hurled stun grenade and gas canisters at Anata schoolboys in an attempt to force them to leave their classes. He added that Israeli forces intended to arrest 10 of them. The school has been under increasing attacks over the past months because the Israeli annexation wall has been constructed through the middle of the schoolyard. Israeli army tanks stationed at the Gaza borders resumed shelling to the north and eastern areas of the strip on Monday. The shelling targeted residential areas in Beit Lahia and Beit Hanon villages. There was no damage to buildings, but several injuries due to shock were reported, local sources said. And that's just some of the news for today in occupied Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Centre website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From occupied Bethlehem, this is Penny Quinton.